A Greek family, Greeks are very close.
哦，因为我是希腊人，希腊人他们那个家人之间的关系都是非常紧密的。
I grew up as a young man in the Greek Orthodox Church.
所以我是在少年的时候是在希腊东正教的教会长大的。
And as you can imagine, we never really, I can't remember one time where any faith for miracles was practiced.
哦，大家可以想象，在那样子的情况下，从来没有行神迹的事情发生。
But I became aware, as I was a teenager, I became aware of the spirit world.
但是当我青少年的时候，我开始就意识到灵界。
So, when I told my parents in 1975 that God wanted me to move,
所以，当我1975年的时候，告诉我的父母说，上帝要我搬家。
we sat down at the table at 6 o'clock,
我们6点钟的时候就坐在餐桌前。
and he talked until 2 o'clock in the morning for 8 hours.
然后我们就一直谈了8个小时，一直谈到清晨2点钟。
And he tried to convince me that I was still Greek Orthodox.
我的父母就想要说服我，跟我说我还是希腊东正教的。
And then at 2 in the morning, he asked me if I had anything to say, and I was too tired, and I said no.
然后到了清晨2点的时候，我的父母就问我说还有没有什么话要说？我那时候已经太累了，我就说我没有要说什么。
There were times where my mother would just come up to me and put her arms around me and cry and say, "Please don't leave me."
哦，我妈妈有时候就会来这样子拥抱着我，然后再哭泣说：“哦，请你不要离开我。
But I had to tell them both I was obeying God.
”但是我必须跟我的父母讲说，我是在顺服神。
So after this, I committed my life to a church near the university where I was going to school.
在这个之后呢，我就委身在一个我上的大学附近的一个教会。
So I was still an international student on an international visa.
所以我那个时候还是国际学生，是用学生的签证。
I didn't know how I was going to be able to stay in America,
我不晓得我要怎么样才能够留在美国。
but just believed God to tell my family what I had to do.
但是我就是相信神，然后跟我的家人讲了，说我得做什么事情。
Not long after my commitment to God, to move to America,
在我就是委身于神，然后要搬到美国之后不久。
I saw two people in a dream.
我在梦里面看到两个人。
Or should I say, I had separate dreams.
我应该说我有分开来的梦。
And I didn't know who these people were.
我不晓得这些人是谁。
The first person I dreamed, I saw this man, and I found out maybe 4 years later, it was Benny Hinn. I saw Benny Hinn in a dream.
我在第一个梦里看到的那个人，我到4、5年之后呢，发现他就是 Benny Hinn。
But for 4 years, I didn't know who he was.
但是有4年的时间，我都不晓得他是谁。
And then in another dream, I saw a man ministering healing, and I found out a year or two after the dream, he was Mahesh Shavda.
Mahesh 所以在我第二个梦里面看到的那个人呢，他差不多过了1、2年之后，我发现他是麦海士牧师。
Anyway, my whole life, God speaks to me through dreams.
我的一生，上帝都用梦跟我说话。
And so I've been interpreting dreams for 50 years.
所以我的五十年来，我经常解梦。
Or I try to interpret them.
或是我试着去解梦。
So I began to think with my experience with the Holy Spirit in the 70s.
所以我就开始想到，就是在当我在七零年代跟圣灵的一些经历。
They were very powerful.
那是非常的强而有力的。
And I actually told God, if he ever manifested in public the way he came to me in private, my life and my ministry would really change in a big way.
我曾经也跟神说，神如果他让我的服事就像他在平常跟我显现的那样子的话，那么我的生命还有我的侍奉会有很大的改变。
But this has not happened yet.
但是那个时候还没有发生这样的事情。
Perhaps someday it will.
或许有一天会的。
I've had some meetings where I thought it was going to happen.
我有过一些聚会，我以为会发生那样的事。
And I've seen whole congregations touched.
我看到全场的会众被神摸着。
And I've seen very powerful moves of the Holy Spirit touching many people at one time.
我曾经也看过圣灵很强的运行，就一次就触摸很多人。
But nothing like how the Holy Spirit appeared to me in private.
但是这还不及就是圣灵在私下对我显现的时候的样子。
I say these things because my desire was to ministerfor God in this kind of presence.
我说这个是因为我想要在我的渴望是想要在这样的同在中来侍奉神。
So, the desire inside of me in the beginning when I was younger in the 70s.
当我在70年代还比较年轻的时候，我心中的渴望是
I had this desire to do big crusades.
哦，我渴望是办那很大的布道会。
And I thought that maybe God was calling me to do ministry like, you know, Reinhard Bonnke and other people that do very big meetings.
哦、我想说，哎，神是不是呼召我要像那个 Reinhard Bonnke 啊，那些就是他们有很大的那种聚会侍奉。
This is the first thing that I felt called to.
哦，我觉得神呼召我的这是第一件。
And in my church, sometimes people would ask me to pray for them, and powerful things would happen.
在我的教会里面，有时候有人会要我为他们祷告，然后也会发生一些很强的事情。
And a lot of it, a lot of what I did was, you say behind the scenes.
我做的很多事情可以说都是在幕后的。
We had a lot of, there was a time where I led worship for, with my guitar, I led worship.For five home groups every week.
有一段时间，我曾经是用吉他在带敬拜，是有在五个家庭小组里面。
And I did that for quite a while.
那我那个也做了蛮长的一段时间。
And things would happen.
哦，那样服事时候会有事情发生。
And then I learned.Something about fasting from Mahesh Shavda.
然后我也从曼海斯牧师那边学会了有关禁食的事情。
I found out that he fasted from 1975 to 1988.
我发现他是从1975年到1988年他都有禁食。
He did two 40-day fasts every year for that long.
他在这段年间他每年都有两次的40天禁食。
And in between, he did other fasting.
那在这两次40天的禁食之间呢，他还有其他的禁食。
I don't recommend that kind of extensive fasting.
我并不会推荐大家去做这种很长时间的禁食。
Later in his life, he had some trouble with his body, and he was in a wheelchair for a while.
后来到了他比较晚年的时候，他的身体出现一些状况，也有一段时间他是坐轮椅的。
And I think even now, if you watch him on social media ministering, I've seen him sitting down a lot.
甚至如果你现在看在一些社交媒体上看到他的服事，你会看到他经常都是坐着的。
So.I didn't feel like it was good for my health. I only did three 40-day fasts.
所以我觉得那样子40天的禁食对我的健康不好，所以我在只有做过三次的40天禁食。
And then 21 days and 2 weeks.
然后也有过21天或是两个礼拜的禁食。
I wanted to know God and to see his power.
我想要认识神，看见他的能力。
A strong desire...that is still inside of me is for God to display his power, to prove himself to the world.
我心里面仍然有一个很强烈的渴望，就是愿神能够彰显他自己，让世人看到他的能力，能够证明他是真的。
That's why I had this dream. I wanted to...you know, be like T.L. Osborne and these people that have big crusades.
所以这就是为什么我曾经做过那些梦，也想要像那个很大的伊甸布道家T.L. Osborne 这些人。
One time, so I wanted a mentor.
所以我希望能够找到一个良师来遮盖我的人。
I thought it was a good idea.
我认为说这是一个很好的主意。
So, I tried to travel with Mahesh Shavda with his crusades.
我也曾经试着就是跟着麦海士他那个伊甸布道会的团队一起。
And he kindly said to me, the battlefield is not the time to get to know each other.
那他就很仁慈地跟我说，他说在战场上并不是彼此认识的时候。
So the first thing you'll see in the healing ministry, it's very important that we know each other and not have strangers join the ministry with you.
所以在这个医病的侍奉当中很重要的就是说要彼此认识，而不是有陌生人来加入。
You remember even in the book of Acts,
记不记得甚至在使徒行传里面，
The Apostle Paul was very close to Barnabas.
使徒保罗他跟巴拿巴非常的亲近。
And then a younger man named Mark became involved.
然后后来比较年轻的马可也参与了。
And an incident came where the Apostle Paul felt that Mark left. He, what's the word?Boy, if this was in English, I could say things like he jumped ship, but Mark left when the pressure got bad in a certain situation.
但是后来马可因为在某种状况压力之下他就离开了。
And so the Apostle Paul knew that his ministry was called to always be under pressure.
而使徒保罗知道神呼召他的侍奉会一直是处在压力之下。
And he felt like someone like Mark should never be on the team because when the pressure comes, he would just walk away again.
所以保罗就觉得马可他不应该在这团队里面，因为马可遇到压力的时候他就会离开。
Sometimes I think people who are called to different kinds of ministries, they are really blessed.
有时候我想说，我们被呼召来有不同的侍奉，这是真的是很蒙福的。
To be a teacher.
做一个教师。
A counselor.
或者是做那个协谈的。
There are certain kinds of ministries where manifestation of power is not the most important thing.
就是某些侍奉当中，那能力的彰显不是最重要的事情。
Now, this is not to make a comparison, but just it's a fact.
这不是在做比较，这只是一个事实。
And the fact is that healing ministry involves the manifestation of supernatural power.
而医病的侍奉是牵涉到能力的彰显。
Now, every Christian will be attacked.
每个基督徒都会被攻击。
But Satan and his kingdom have different plans for people who want to minister with power. I will tell you that.
但是撒旦的国，撒旦和他的国对于那些想要在能力中侍奉的人，他们有不同的计划，这是我可以跟你说的。
You see, like Moses had power.
我们知道摩西有能力。
And when he started expressing the power of God to Pharaoh and the Egyptians,
当摩西开始向法老还有埃及人显出他的能力的时候，
then the evil powers came out.
那个时候邪恶的势力就出来了。
So here's an interesting thing about the healing ministry or ministry of miracles.
所以关于医病的侍奉或者说是行神迹的侍奉有一点很有意思。
Because you can't say healing ministry and not use the word miracles.
因为你没有办法说医病的侍奉而不用神迹这个词。
Now, a miracle is a different dimension of manifestation of power. It's different than the word healing.
神迹是在一个不同的能力的领域里面，跟这个医治这个字是不一样的。
You can pray for someone, the Holy Spirit touches them.
你可以为一个人祷告，然后圣灵触摸他们。
And they say they feel better.
然后他们说，他感觉比较好。
Now you don't want them to feel better, you want them to be completely cured.
你不是只希望他们感觉比较好了，而是你希望他完全得医治。
So when you know the difference, you can release it to God, and they can go home, and next day or 2 days later, the problem is totally gone.
那你可以说叫他们回家，把他们交给神，他们可能回家之后过两三天以后，他们的问题完全消失了。
So I would call that a healing.
所以那这个呢，我会称为医治。
Or if they say, "Oh, I feel the power."
或是他们说，我感受到能力。
But the lump is still in my neck.
但是我的脖子这边还是有一个肿块。
You say, "Okay, go sit down."
你说好，你去坐下来。
So they sit down.
所以他们坐下来。
And then half an hour later, they put their hand up. Oh, it's smaller, you know.
然后半个小时之后，他们就举手说：“哦，这个肿块变小了。”
This is like miracle and healing mixed because it's, you know, taking a little time.
哦，这就像是这个医治还有神迹是交错在一起了，因为这有需要一点时间。
But a miracle is the Greek, the original translation is it is an explosion of power.
那神迹这个词在希腊文原文的翻译呢，就是一个能力的爆发。
And that is something I believe that we are all hungry to see.
我相信这是我们每个人都渴望看见的。
So, at the end of a church service, you can call the sick up, and you can pray for them.
在聚会末了结束的时候，我们可以呼召有病痛的人到前面来，我们为他们祷告。
So the sick come forward, and everyone else goes out to lunch.
然后所以有病的人就到前面来，那其他人都去吃午餐了。
And you pray for the sick.
然后你就为病人祷告。
And the people who go out to lunch, they will never know what happened.
那些去吃午餐的人，他们永远都不会知道发生了什么事。
But if you're in a meeting in front of everybody,
但是如果你是在聚会当中，是在所有人的面前，
and power starts being released,
能力开始释放出来。
People won't want to go home so quick.
人就不会这么快想要这么快回家。
So I've done some meetings at least eight hours long.
我曾经带过一些聚会，至少长达八个小时。
And you would think those meetings. They don't happen in North America.
大家会想说这样的聚会不会发生在北美。
Yeah. People do get tired after 1 hour. That's what we're used to.
我们通常是过了一个小时以后就会觉得累了。
So, I started fasting, seeking God for...I didn't know. How do you start a ministry of healing? How do you do it?
你怎么样开始医治的侍奉呢？
The only way I know how to do is you get on your knees, you fast and pray. That's all.
唯一的方式就是你跪下来，然后禁食祷告。
There's no shortcut.
没有捷径。
We have a society...In this world where they want things, everything they want quick.
在我们这个世界上的社会里面，人们都想要每一件事情都是快速的。
Microwave oven, you heat it quick.
微波炉你就是很快的按一下。
AI,
人工智能。
You want information quick.
你想要很快的得到一些资讯。
You don't want to wait 5 minutes to know something. You ask.
你想要知道一些东西，你不想要等五分钟。
Everything's quick.
你就问 AI， 然后就一切都很快。
But with God, you can't rush God at all.
但是你跟神之间，你完全没有办法去催促神。
And we can never tell the Holy Spirit how he should move.
我们永远没有办法告诉圣灵他应该要如何运行。
And this is a very humbling process.
这是一个很叫人谦卑的过程。
Because you have a sick person in front of you.
因为你有一个病人在你的眼前。
And everything in your human heart, you want to see them well.
你人心的一切你都想要看他病好了。
And when we pray and...Not enough happens, or nothing happens.
而当我们祷告的时候，没有事情发生，或是说没有足够的事情发生。
I don't know about you, but something goes on inside of my mind.
我不晓得你们会怎么样，但是我知道我的这个时候呢，我的意念里面就会出现一些东西。
And I begin to think like this.
我就会开始这样想。
Sometimes my first question is this.
有时候我的第一个问题会是这个。
God, why are you restraining yourself?
我就会第一个想到的问题说，你为什么会限制你自己呢？
There are some simple scriptures.
有一些很简单的经文。
Where Jesus said.
耶稣说。
Ask the Father anything in my name, He will do it.
就是说，你们奉我的名，无论跟父神求什么，他都会做。
Now, that is so simple.
哦，就这么简单。
Why can't we do it?
那为什么我们做不到呢？
So, I started on a journey.
所以我就开始了一段旅程。
To try and find the answers to these, to why do things not happen when we pray?
就试着要去找到原因，就是为什么当我们为人祷告的时候，没有事情发生。
And if I can find out why, then I can make a correction so that I can get more healings.
所以如果我能够发现原因的话，那么我就能够去改正，然后就能够看到更多的神迹。
So, I began to look at it like this.
所以我就开始这样看。
You remember Psalm 103? It's very popular.
记不记得诗篇103篇，这是很受人欢迎的经节。
Very popular.Verse 1 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
103篇第一节说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Now the first thing, I think a lot of people miss this for some reason.
我想不晓得为了什么缘故，很多人在这边错过了一点。
This is a Psalm of David.
这是大卫的诗。
David...Here is not talking to God.
大卫他在这里并不是在跟神说话。
He's talking to himself.
他是在跟自己说话。
And so, you know, we don't need to get into the complex issues of the spirit talking to the soul and things like that.
哦，我们不需要讲很复杂的，说是灵跟魂说话这类的事情。
But...We are really a spirit.
但是其实我们是灵。
That's who you are. You are a spirit.
你就是个灵。
And in the New Testament, God is called the Father of all spirits.
在新约圣经里面，神也被称为是万灵的神。
So David's spirit.
所以大卫的灵
is speaking to himself, or you could say he's speaking to his soul.
哦，他在跟自己说话，或者你也可以说他在跟他的魂说话。
Now, in Genesis, when God created Adam,
在创世纪神造亚当的时候
，it says he breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul.
就讲到说神将气息吹进亚当的身的里面，然后他就成为有灵的活人。
So in my mind, a spirit inside of a body makes a human soul.
所以就是我的看法是，就是灵在一个人的身体里面，就使得他成为一个有灵的活人。
So when Jesus said, What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and lose their soul?
所以当耶稣说一个人若赚得全世界却失去了他的生命或者说失去了他的魂
You see, Jesus did not say, and lose his spirit. It says lose his soul.
所以耶稣并没有说失去他的灵，而是说失去了他的魂。
So Jesus understood that the soul means your spirit and your body and everything connected with that.
所以耶稣的意思就是说，那个魂就是你的灵跟你的身体，还有跟那一切有关的东西。
So what he meant in the judgment, your spirit and your body, the complete you, your whole soul will go to hell if you don't follow God.
所以他说啊，在审判的日子，如果你没有跟随神的话，那么呢，你的灵跟你的身体，也就是你的整个的魂，就会下地狱去。
So now David is speaking to himself.
所以这里大卫他在跟自己说话。
Now, okay, we have to really think about this.
这个我们必须来好好的思想。
Because most of our idea of prayer, prayer is always talking to God.
因为我们大部分人对于祷告的想法都是好像都是我们在跟神说话。
And if you're talking to yourself,
如果你在跟自己说话。
Then you're not praying.
那你就不是在不是在祷告。
You are meditating. You're not praying.
你在默想，而不是在祷告。
So think about it.
对，你要想。
How many? Think about it. How many times have you been alone with God?
你想想看，有多少次你是跟神独处
？And you start talking to God.
你开始跟神说话。
And you don't know how it happens.
你不晓得怎么发生的。
But suddenly, your mind changes, and you start thinking to yourself.
哦，但是忽然之间，你的意念就改变了，你开始就自己在那边思想。
And you look into yourself.
然后你就审视自己。
And then we say, "Oh God, please forgive me for being distracted."
然后你就说啊，神，求你赦免我，我分神了。
And we think, very often we think we're distracted.
我们常常想觉得是我们分神了，分心。
But sometimes God is trying to get us to think of ourselves so that he could change it.
但是有时候神是让我们去想想自己，好让他能够来改变。
And so it doesn't mean that you have left the presence of God or you're not in prayer with God.
所以当你这样想到分神的时候，不表示说你就不在神的同在中，你不是在跟神祷告。
It means God is in front of you.
这意思是神在你的面前。
And you know he's in front of you.
你知道他在你的面前。
And while you're thinking, you know that he knows what you're thinking.
当你在那边思想的时候，你知道他知道你在想什么。
And it's still prayer because supernaturally you know that God knows what you're thinking.
这还是在祷告，因为在超自然的领域里面，你知道神知道你在想什么。
So David is with God. I believe he's with God.
而我相信在这里大卫是跟神在一起。
And he's talking to himself.
他在跟自己说话。
And he says, "Oh, soul."
他说我的心啊，或说我的魂。
Everything that I am.
我所是的一切。
Don't forget God.
不要忘记神。
Now there is another strange scripture.
还有一个很奇怪的经文。
Do you remember reading the scriptures where God is speaking to the Israelites and he's saying?I'm tired of your feasts and your offerings. You remember?
记不记得有一个经文是神在对以色列百姓说，我已经厌倦了你们的节期还有献祭。
And he says, "Don't do it anymore." He says, "My soul hates it."
哦，那个他说叫以色列百姓说，你们不要再做这些事情。他说，因为我的心或说我的魂厌恶这一切。
You remember reading that? It's in the Bible, right?
记得在圣经里面读过。
So now. John chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman at the well.
约翰福音第四章，耶稣在跟撒玛利亚的妇人，在那个井边的妇人交谈。
And he says, God is spirit.
他说神是个灵。
Jesus didn't say God is soul.
耶稣没有说神是魂。
So when the Hebrew Bible describes God saying, my soul hates your feasts.
所以当希伯来文圣经形容神说我的魂恨恶厌恶你们的节期。
They still know that God is a spirit.
他们还是知道神是灵。
But the way they use the word soul, it means everything that I am, everything about me hates what you're doing.
但是他用魂那个字表示说我所是的一切都恨恶你们正在做的事情。
You see?So in the beginning, when man was created, he became a living soul.
所以当人起初被造的时候，他成为有灵的活人。
So the spirit in the body, the spirit and the body is everything we are.
所以那个灵在身体里面啊，这就是我们所是的一切。
So if I say, my soul is troubled.
所以如果我说我的魂啊，非常的忧伤。
It means everything about me is touched by what I'm going through.
就是意思是说我所经历的一切我都受到了影响。
My spirit is grieved.
我的灵忧伤。
And even my body is reacting. My body is affected by my grief and my spirit.
甚至我的身体也会因为我灵里面的忧伤而受到影响。
That's why sometimes you hear stories about, like a chiropractor.
这就是为什么你有时候听到那个整脊椎的整脊师。
And they find a spot on your back or somewhere on your body, and they push on it.
他们发现你的可能是你的背还是你身体某个地方呢，他就是会给你压。
And then suddenly the person begins to cry.
然后那个人就人就会开始病人就会开始哭。
I've heard of quite a few testimonies like this.
我听过有好几个这样的见证。
Have you heard of some of these things?
有没有人听过这样子？
Yeah. Well, what it means is sometimes anxiety, stress, sadness.It has a way of the emotions, it finds a place in the human body to locate itself.
这意思是说有时候人所经历的这些忧虑啊或者是压力啊这些事情它会 好像就是停住在人身体的某一个地方。
And so sometimes when we're ministering healing, to fix the human body,You have to see in the spirit an emotion that they've been carrying for a while.
所以有时候当我们在做这种医病的侍奉的时候，我们必须能够知道他们这一段时间他们在承受的某些情绪。
And then we deal with that emotion.
然后我们就去处理他那个情绪。
And then the location in the body that was connected with that emotion is released.
那还有就是他的身体那个情绪是停住在身体的哪一个部分呢？然后这个时候就得释放了。
You know, in Proverbs, there's scripture. It says, "Passion is rotten to the bones, rottenness for the bones." You remember that scripture?Huh? Yeah. So that means some emotions can affect your bones.
就忧伤的灵蚀骨枯干，意思是说有些情绪有可能会影响到你的骨头。
So it's very likely that some arthritis is not because of a generational curse or because your mother had it, But some form of bone problems can come because of some emotion someone held for so long. The Bible says it can affect your bones negatively.
所以这个骨头上的问题，有可能是你一直是有很长的一段时间，你都是有些负面的情绪而造成的，而不是因为你有祖先的咒诅，或者是从你父母的遗传来的。
Now Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30.
箴言十四章，三十节。
It says, "A tranquil heart, a peaceful heart."
就是平静的心。
It's health to your flesh.
哦，是你的那个肉的健康。
It's good for your body to have peace inside.
就是说，所以你的里面有平安，这对你的身体是有帮助的。
So if that's true,
如果那是真的
，then a heart that is not peaceful can also affect the flesh in a bad way.
所以如果心里面是不平安的，那么也可能以不好的方式影响到身体。
So that's why sometimes aspirins, they don't heal headaches.
所以这就是为什么有时候那个阿司匹林并不会医治头痛。
Because the headache is not just blood pressure, it's an anxiety or a stress.
因为头痛未必是高血压引起的，有时候也可能是焦虑或是压力。
So in the healing ministry, you have to have your eyes open to the spirit and the body.
所以当你在医病的侍奉中，你的眼睛必须是敞开的，就是能够知道这个身体，还有知道灵。
Which you can say you're looking into the soul of the person.
你也可以说你是要审视这个人他里面的他的魂。
Everything they are, Lord, show me the secret to this man, this problem.
所以你要跟主说，主求你跟我显示这个人的问题的秘密在哪里。
So when we talk about faith for healing,
所以当我们讲到要医病的信心。
Yes, I really like it.When the power is just flowing and you just touch people, that's nice.
哦，如果是能力涌流的时候，你就这样子去触摸别人，然后人家都就得医治，这很好。
And you know, Jesus healed people like that sometimes.
大家知道，耶稣有时候是这样子医治人的。
You remember where it says he healed everybody?
记不记得圣经也曾经提示他？ I mean, 他医好每一个人。
If you have 5,000 people in front of you.
如果你有五千个人在你面前
，and each person takes 1 second，
每一个人需要一秒的时间。
Then Jesus was ministering for 5,000 times 5,000 seconds。
那耶稣要每一个人都服侍的话，他就需要五千秒的时间。
You divide that by 60 to get hours, you get 500 over 6。
自己算了。
So Jesus ministered for hours, even if it was quick.
所以即使要耶稣服侍得很快，但是这么多人的话，他还是要花好几个小时。
I'm very grateful to God when the Spirit moves like that, when it's quick. I am.
哦，当神的灵运行要很快速的时候，我是对神非常的感恩。
But sometimes God wants to really deal with a secret in someone's life.
但是有时候神真的是想要处理一个人他生命中的秘密。
And God wants more than just a touch on the head and have it go away.
神想要做的不是只是为他按头，然后他就离开了。
There's a secret. Sometimes He wants to touch and fix the secret.
有时候神是想要触摸到他的秘密，而且来修复。
And then that can be good for the body.
然后这样子呢，也会对身体有益。
So faith for healing for me, it's not just faith; it's how good can I see.
所以对我来说，医病的信心不只是信心的问题，而是说我能够看得多好。
And I would like to say something that can help your faith is to ask God to open up your eyes and your ears.
所以我要说，你如果求神在信心这方面帮助你的话，你可以做个祷告，就是求神开你的眼，开你的耳。
So, see, faith is, oh, right. Let me get back to my point here.
好，我在这里要回到我的重点。
So David is thinking about himself.
所以大卫他在思索他自己。
And in verse 3, he keeps going.
第三节他就继续讲。
He says, David, the soul of David, oh myself.
他说，大卫，我的魂，我自己。
David, don't forget that God forgives all of your iniquities.
他说，大卫，你不要忘了，上帝赦免了你一切的罪孽。
And I'm feeling good today because God has also forgiven me.All of my diseases.
我今天感觉很好，因为上帝也医治了我所有的疾病。
So now you try to put those two things together.
然后你现在就试着把这两件事放在一块儿。
Now, I was never in the military for America. I was never in a war.
我在美国不曾从军，也不曾打过仗。
I have never hurt anybody physically that I can remember.
就我所记得的，我也不曾伤害过任何人的身体。
But sometimes I go to the grocery store and I see older men with a hat. It says veteran.
但是有时候当我去到商店里的时候，我看到人有比较年长的人，他们戴的帽子上面写的是这个退伍军人。
And there's very few veterans that I see who are completely healthy.
我看到的退伍军人很少是完全健康的。
They were in a war.
他们曾经打仗。
They breathed the wrong kinds of chemicals they were shot at.
他们可能吸进过不好的一些化学成分，或者说他们也曾经受到枪击。
Some were face to face battle, fighting for their life.
有些人可能也更是仇敌是正面交锋。
And some of them get wounded.
他们也有些人受伤。
Now what's amazing about this scripture is we have a military man.Who killed so many people?
而这节经文很了不起的一点，就是在这里我们是有一个军人，他杀人无数。
He's talking about healing for himself.
他在讲到他自己的医治。
The Bible doesn't reveal whether David was ever cut by a sword or not.
圣经不曾讲到说大卫是否曾经被刀剑所伤。
But the way they used to fight in the Bible,
但是在圣经里面，他们过去打仗的方式
，it wasn't a distance with guns, you know.
不是从远方用枪射击的。
It's like if you ask me, Elias, would you rather die from someone stabbing you with a knife, or would you rather die with a gunshot to the head?
所以如果你问我说以利亚牧师，你宁愿是有人用那个剑呢就把你这样刺伤呢，还是开一枪这个打到你的
Take a guess which one I would pick.
你猜猜看我会选什么？当然是被枪击到脑。
Why? Boom, quick.
所以就嘣一声，然后就很快了。
But the way David talks about healing here, he was a man where everything was with a sword.
但是这里的大卫，他一切都是要用刀剑的。
And he killed so many people that God said, "I can't let you build the temple for me."
因为他杀了很多人，所以神就说，就跟大卫说，我没有办法让你为我建造圣殿。
Your hands are full of blood.
因为你的手沾满了血。
So your son Solomon is going to build the temple.
所以你的儿子所罗门将会建造圣殿。
I think David did get hurt sometimes.
我想大卫他一定曾经受伤。
Because he was aware that God healed him.
因为他知道说神医治了他。
Because he's speaking to himself.
因为他是在跟自己说话。
He's saying, every disease that I've had, God has healed me.
他说我所有的一切疾病，上帝都医治了我。
Now that's a powerful thing to say.
能够这样子说是非常有能力的。
Now back then, they didn't have doctor checkups.
在那个时候，他们没有办法有医生诊断。
David never knew his blood pressure.
大卫从来就不晓得他的血压。
No one ever gave him pills.
也没有人给他药丸。
And he never wore glasses.
他也没有戴眼镜。
This is really something.
这个实在是很了不起。
And this is the old covenant.
这是旧约。
And Hebrews tells us with Jesus we have a better covenant than the Old Testament.
而希伯来书告诉我们说，我们跟耶稣有更美的约，胜过那个旧约。
So for 53 years, I've been thinking about this.
所以53年以来，我一直在思索这一点。
And I connect this scripture here, I connect it. You remember the story when Jesus was in the house and four men brought a sick man on a stretcher?
记不记得曾经有耶稣在一个房子里面，然后有四个人呢，他们就是带着一个生病的朋友，然后就从屋顶上子坠下来。
Okay. And they came through the roof. They put him down.
他们就那个四个朋友就把那个病人从屋顶上坠下来，带到下面。
What's amazing to me?
这对我来说是很特别的一点。
Is that Jesus didn't complain?
就是耶稣没有抱怨。
Now, you do something like that today, especially in America.
如果你今天做这样的事情，特别是在美国的话，
the first thing is not the healing.
第一件事情不是医治。
Who is going to pay for this roof?
谁要为这个坏了的屋顶付钱？
I'm calling my lawyer and you will be sued.
我要找我的律师，我要去你会控告你。
That sounds like California, right? That's why.
这听起来很像加州，对不对？
So now think about it.
所以你就想一想。
Jesus, his spirit was so connected with the Father.
耶稣他的灵是完全跟天父相连的。
He had a mission.He had the will of the Father to do.
他有天父的使命跟任务要完成的。
And the roof, and it was a distraction.
这个屋顶上坠下来一个人是让人分神的。
I think there might be another reason why the Pharisees weren't happy.
我想法利赛人不高兴，可能还有另外一个原因。
Because they like to have their robes nice.
因为他们喜欢他们的衣着都是非常的整洁的。
So when they're breaking this clay roof, the dirt is coming, and their clothes are getting dirty.
所以当他们在破坏这个上面这个陶土做成的屋顶的时候呢，就会有很多的灰尘下来，那这些法利赛人的衣服就脏了。
And it's very possible that Jesus laughed or smiled.
也很可能耶稣当时就笑了。
And, you know, he probably just, okay, my son, your sins are forgiven you.
耶稣可能一边笑着，然后就跟那个摊子说，你的罪得赦免了。
You know? And maybe one of the disciples went, oh, Jesus.
或许其中一个门徒也会这样子拍拍耶稣的衣裳，就是因为他衣裳被弄脏了。
We don't know. The Bible doesn't say these little secrets.
这些小小的秘密，圣经并没有告诉我们。
But I think of these things because I want to know God. I try to think of every little thing I can.
但是我会思索这些东西，因为我想要试着认识神，我想要知道所有的小细节。
So now, The Pharisees, they're not happy with Jesus.
所以这个时候，法利赛人就生耶稣的气。
And they say, "Who does he think he is? Only God can forgive sins."
所以他们就说，哦，耶稣以为他自己是谁啊？只有神能够赦罪。
And Jesus is trying to say, "Well, if that's what you think, I am God."
耶稣就试着说，如果你们是这样想的，我就是神。
And to prove to you that I am God,
要跟你们证明我就是神。
What's easier for me to say?
我说哪一个比较容易呢？
Your sins forgiven?
是说你的罪得赦吗？
Or rise up and walk, or be healed?
还是说你起来行走，你得医治，哪一个比较容易呢？
He said they're both just as easy.
耶稣说这两个都一样容易。
And so when he healed the man,
所以当你医治这个人，
he proved that he was God.
耶稣就证明了他是神。
So now, for us,
所以现在对我们来说
and me,
还有我
this was my problem,
这是我的问题
or should I say, my seeking,
或者说 我在思索的
First thing I said as a young, but that was Jesus, not me.
我首先会想说，哦，但是那是耶稣，不是我。
Jesus can do it easy, but it's not easy for me.
耶稣可以很轻易的就做到了，但是对我来说不容易。
If it was easy for me, I would be in a big crusade now and not in San Jose.
如果对我来说很容易就这样医治一切的疾病的话，那么我现在会办一个很大的医病布道大会，而不是在圣何西这里。
If you have that level of miracles every time you go, you're not going to have a small ministry.
如果你有那种程度的医治，那么你就会有一个很大的侍奉，而是不需要，不是会带小的聚会了。
So my ministry is still small.
所以我的侍奉还是很小。
I'm not famous.
我没有什么名气。
Because I haven't arrived yet.
因为我还没有到达那边。
I'm going to be 72 this year.
我今年要满72岁。
And sometimes I wonder if I will ever discover the complete potential of what God called me to do.
有时我在想，我是否能够达到神呼召我的全部呢？潜力。
You are lucky that I'm not crying right now.
你们很幸运，我现在没有在哭。
Because in secret, I cry a lot about this.
因为在暗中，我经常为这个而哭泣。
Because on Judgment Day, you know, Jesus talked about people serving, and some get a reward, some 30, some 60, some 100.
因为耶稣讲到在审判的日子人们会得到奖赏有的是三十倍六十或是一百
On judgment day I would like to receive 100% grade
在审判的日子我想要领受的是百分之百
But I have the fear of God that maybe it'll only be 60 is good I wouldn't mind a B plus
但是我是敬畏神的所以我想说如果我能够这个奖赏能够有这个六成就已经不错了。
And I might have to live with 30. I don't know.
如果是三成的话或许也可以。
But even David said, I'll be glad if I can just be a doorkeeper in your house. Don't worry about rewards.
但是甚至大卫都说我宁可在神的殿中看门我也不要去担忧那个奖赏。
So now this is what I've been doing for many years.
所以我多年来一直是这样做的。
The understanding from Psalm 103 and Jesus healing the paralytic is that forgiving sins is at the same simple level of healing a physical body.
所以从诗篇103的经文还有耶稣的例子我们看到赦罪跟身体的医治是在同一个层次上
But he used the word easy
但是他用这个很容易 他就用这个词是说这个是很容易的。
What's easier? He said, "It's easy for me to forgive, and it's easy for me to heal." Yes, I am God.
哦，耶稣说我是神，所以我要赦罪是很容易的，我要医治也是很容易的。
So the question, first question is.
所以我们的第一个问题是
Jesus, when you gave authority to the disciples.
当你把权柄赐给门徒。
They're all dead.
他们都已经死了。
But we are Christians who believe that the healing ministry and the gifts are still for today.
但是我们这些基督徒，我们相信医治仍然是为了今天有的。
This is where the conservative Christians don't like us, or should I say, disagree with us.
这就是保守派的人跟我们看法不一样的地方。
But we have made a decision with God that we read the Bible like we want to believe it.
但是我们在神面前已经做了一个决定，就是我们读着圣经，而且我们也想要去相信。
So they say tongues are not for today.
也保守派的人也会说这个方言不是今天有的。
But we read it and it says tongues edifies yourself.
但是我们读到说方言能够造就自己。
They don't do it.
他们不这么做。
And we do it.
而我们却会
讲方言。It's that simple.
就是这么的单纯。
So now, I think we can all agree, in general, for God's kingdom, most of us, when you have a level of,What's easy to do, forgiving sins is much easier for the normal Christian, I think.
我想我们都会有一致的看法，就是对于正常的基督徒来讲，觉得罪得赦免是比较容易的事情。
Because you don't have to see anything.
因为你不必亲眼看到任何东西。
We're in church. We said.
我们在教会里面。
Who wants to get saved?
我们说谁想要得救？
Five people come up.
有五个人到前面来。
We clap.
我们就会拍手。
We're so happy.
我们很高兴。
But we didn't see anything happen.
但是我们没有看到任何事情发生。
Why are we so happy when we really don't know if they really repented or not?
我们不晓得这些人到底有没有真正的悔改，那我们为什么这么开心呢？
So we clap when we don't see the results.
所以当我们拍手，但是我们其实没有看到那个结果。
But for healing, there is no clapping unless the person is healed.
但是对医治来说，除非那个人得医治了，不然我们没有办法拍手。
This is the challenge of the ministry.
所以这就是医病复视的服事的挑战。
Because you have to show something.
因为你必须要显出一些东西。
So, forgiving is here, and lower down here is healing.
所以好像这个罪的赦免是在一个比较高的层次，然后这个医治是在一个比较低的层次。
So what we would like to see is if we could have our faith to pull our faith for healing, like we have faith for forgiveness, if we can pull it up to the same level, we'll be good.
所以我们想的是如果我们把这个得医治的信心的层次能够往上提，跟它一样到达同样的一个层次的话，我们就会觉得这样很好。
So for conservatives and people who don't believe in healing, the gap is very big.
所以对那些保守派他们不相信医治人来讲，就是说这个罪的赦免跟得医治之间的差距是相当大的。
But we're not that far away because we believe in the ministry. We do.
但是对我们来讲，这个差距没有这么大，因为我们是相信医病的侍奉。
So maybe we start here.
所以或许我们是从这个地方开始。
A little higher.
稍微高一点。
Then we keep ministering.
然后我们就不断的侍奉。
And you begin to see more results.
你就开始看到更多的结果。
Then the gap in your faith does this.
然后你信心的差距就往这个就你就往上升了。
And then you can get happier because you're getting close. Your faith is getting closer. So that it's just as easy to heal as it is to forgive.
然后你的信心就越来越靠近那个罪，你对罪的赦免的信心，那么你就会比较高兴。
Huh. So I'm trying to close that gap.
我试着要去这个缩短这个之间的差距。
I'm trying to imagine in church.
你想象在教会里。
Two groups of people.
有两群人。
Okay, let's say the pastor says, over here, anybody that wants to get saved, you stand here. Come up front, stand here.
哦，比方说有两群人，然后这边呢，一边是牧师说好，想要得救的人，请你来站到这里。
And this person will pray with you and lead you, or these, you will be led into the sinner's prayer and you will get saved.
好，那这些人呢，我们就会来带领你祷告，然后你就会得救。
Please come.
请你来。
We guarantee.
我们保证。
Jesus won't refuse you.
耶稣不会拒绝你。
It's guaranteed you will be saved.
保证你一定会得救。
We have complete faith. Don't worry. Come.
我们有完全的信心，不要担心，你来。
And then the pastor says, now over here, we want all the sick to come.
然后在另外一边呢，牧师就说，在这里我们希望所有生病的人都到这里来。
And we don't say the same thing.
然后我们说的话就不一样了。
Come, come, it's guaranteed.
来来，就是担保的，有保证的。
You only have one leg. Don't worry.
你只有一只脚，不用担心。
You'll get another one. That's all right.
好，你会有另外一只。
Oh, you have no teeth. No problem. Come.
你没有牙齿，没问题，你来。
Now, I think Jesus ministered like that.
我想耶稣服事的时候是像那样子的。
I really believe that when Jesus was healing the crowd, a mother probably brought a baby. It said, Rabbi, my baby has no feet.
哦，我想可能耶稣在服事的时候，真的有做母亲的带了一个小婴儿来说：“哦，我的孩子没有腿。”
OK，
没有脚。然后
啊 ，You like that? And the mother 啊，
然后耶稣就做了，然后就说：“哎，你喜欢吗？”然后
，And you, who's next?
哦，下一个。
Oh, I had an accident and my hand is cut off. I would like to have another hand.
哦，我曾经出意外，然后我的手呢就被切掉了。那我希望我能够有新的手。
Okay, don't talk too much. I have 4,000 more people to pray for.
哦，你不要讲太多，因为我还有4,000个人要祷告的。
Shh. Good, good, good. Next. He couldn't spend too much time to dance and rejoice. There's too many people to pray for.
因为有太多人要祷告了，所以他没有办法在那边哦，一个人得了医治，然后就在那边欢喜快乐跳舞。
So, to increase your faith, you have to think about this gap.
所以要加增你的信心，你必须先去思索那个差距。
And let's ask God to increase our faith so that it.Possibly can become just as easy as forgiveness.
所以就求神加添我们的信心，好让我们对医治的信心，就如同我们对罪得赦免的信心的程度是一样的。
Now, the other issue is the restraint of God.
另外一个就是神的另外问题是神的限制。
God is very wise.
神很有智慧。
He himself knew.
他自己知道。
How things would change for his life if those kind of miracles started happening for him.
他知道如果他的生命里面开始发生这样的神迹，他的生活会有什么样的改变。
The Bible says his fame it just spread quickly.
圣经说他的马上立刻就名声远播。
So sometimes I wonder, Lord, do you restrain yourself in my ministry because you know this level of power is not good for me?
所以有时候我会想说，神，在我的服事当中，有时候你是否也限制了你的能力？因为你知道，如果那有更高层次的能力的话，对我并不好。
Would it destroy my life rather than make my life better?
所以这有可能会摧毁了我的生命，而不是使我的生命变得更好。
So the other issue of the healing ministry is this.
所以关于医病的侍奉，另外一个问题是。
If you get more faith,
如果你得着了更多的信心,
the kind of faith where you have dramatic miracles,
就是你的信心让你有了戏剧性的神迹,
is your church willing are you willing to have your parking lot packed out every day.
你是否愿意你教会的停车场每天都是停得满满的?
Are you willing to have someone call you at 2 in the morning?
你是否愿意有人清晨两点钟打电话给你?
I saw your power in your ministry. I don't want to go to the hospital. Just pray for me over the phone and I'll be healed.
说我有人打电话给你就说我看过你侍奉当中的能力，所以我不想要去医院，你就在电话里为我祷告好吗？
So, if you want more faith, you have to tell God that you're willing to live a life of inconvenience.
所以如果你想要有更多的信心能力的话，你必须跟神说，你愿意过一个不方便的生活。
The way things are for most churches in the world, I think it's quite convenient.
世界上大部分的教会是非常方便的。
Last night I ministered, I saw the Spirit move.
昨天晚上的服事当中我看到圣灵的运行。
I'm grateful that the Holy Spirit moves.
我非常感恩圣灵有运行。
But what if the man on the right, what if God picked him up in the air and in the air brought him in the front and his whole body is healed? You can hear the bones cracking and everything is put in place while he's in midair like this.
但是如果说有一个人神就将他腾空举起把他带到前面然后呢他整个人都得医治你也可以听到他的骨头在那边动的声音。
Or what if I said,You know, there's an anointing to pray for people's eyes. Everybody, put your hands on your eyes.
或是如果我说现在有为这个眼睛得医治的祷告的恩膏，好，每个人都按手在你的眼睛。
And I prayed.
然后我祷告了。
And everybody, and I mean everybody.
好，我说每一个人。
They start. Well, my eyes are worse.Oh, it's because you're still wearing your glasses.
然后这个有的人说，哎，怎么我的眼睛越来越糟糕啊？然后说，哦，因为你还戴着眼镜。
Take your glasses off.
好，你把你的眼镜。
Oh, those black things, the floaters. They're gone.
哦，飞蚊症不见了。
Wow, I can read without my reading glasses.
哦，我不用戴眼镜都可以这样读了。
If that happened last night,
如果昨天晚上发生了那样的事情,
we might not be having this meeting this morning.
或许我们今天早上就不会有这个聚会了。
We might be in the sanctuary 8 in the morning or earlier because the phone calls are coming in and all the people are coming and then you have a new ministry, you have a big box.This is where everybody throws their glasses away.
如果昨天晚上发生那样的神迹的话，那可能今天早上你们都不在这边了。教堂的大堂可能8点钟就要开门了，然后你们还会有个箱子，然后每个人都把这个自己的眼镜丢到那个箱子里面了。
Now, I know what I'm talking about.
我知道我在说什么。
Because this happened for me in Canada with teeth.
因为我在加拿大服侍的时候，就是曾经有人这牙齿长出来。
More than 10 years ago, I was praying to the Lord. I said, Lord, someday I want to see gold and silver in people's teeth and missing teeth. I want to see those miracles. You know?
在那个之前的十几年，我曾经跟神祷告说，神啊，我想要看到那些神迹，就是就是这个牙齿长出来，有金的、银的，这样的神迹。
So it started happening.
所以那个时候在我在加拿大服侍的时候，这些事情就开始发生了。
One person here, another, you know, and sometimes when one person is healed, the whole church comes up and they see the gold so shiny, you know.
那所以当教会有一个人得了这样医治呢，然后他们就会这个得医治人把嘴巴张开，然后全教会的人都来看，然后看到那个金子闪闪发亮。
So I was at a place called.Crossroads. That was Crossroads Church in Canada.
我曾经在加拿大一个教会叫做十字路口。
And you know what happened?
你知道那时候发生了什么吗？
This maybe we should do it here sometime.
或许我们找个时间在这里也应该这样做。
But I would line up 15 people.
我会叫15个人排成一排。
And dentists and the dental hygienists.Started coming to the meetings.
那个牙医还有洗牙的人，他们就开始来参加聚会。
So I said, we need to have integrity in this ministry. I want the dentist and the hygienist. I want them to look in the mouth before I pray.
我就是说我们在这个在这个服侍当中一定要非常的纯正，所以我希望这个牙医师还有洗牙师，就是在我为这些人祷告之前，他们先来。
And then after I prayed, they would get the flashlight. Oh, yeah.
然后在我祷告之后呢，他们会拿那个小的手电。
So you have a
真的是。
So you have a professional proving they don't want to lie.
所以会有专业的人士来证明这个不是在撒谎。
There was one lady that went back to the dentist.
有一个姐妹，她就回去看她的牙医。
She was called the Miracle Lady.
她被称为神迹的姐妹。
She received 14 gold fillings.
她就得她的有14颗牙齿都被补成金牙。
And brought the document from the dentist.
然后她就从那个她的牙医那边得到这个文件。
Her dentist said.I don't know who put this gold in here.
他的牙医说，我不晓得是谁把这些金牙放在这他的嘴里的。
So the meetings it started getting packed out.
所以那个时候聚会就开始挤满了人。
People heard about it.
人们听说了这件事。
I remember a young lady came up to me. She said, I don't know. Is there a way that I can see this happening?
有一个年轻的姐妹来说，我有没有办法看到这样的事情发生呢？
I said, okay.I said, could you please open your mouth? So the person opened their mouth.
然后我就说好，请你张口好吗？然后这人就张口。
And I put the flashlight. I said, do you see the filling?
然后
she said, yeah, it's dark.
然后我就说，有没有看到他补牙的地方？
So my faith was strong now.
我那个时候信心很强。
And I put the flashlight on it and I said, okay, watch.
本来它那里面是黑的，然后呢，然后我就开了那个手电筒，是说好，你们现在看。
And she watched it happen in front of her eyes, and the fear of she,
然后她就
she the fear of God hit her.
她就亲眼看到这个事情发生，就是有一个人的牙齿就是就长出来，然后她那个她就开始非常的敬畏神。
John Arnott, when the Toronto revival was happening.
就是在多伦多复兴的那个牧师。
He came, I think, to Vancouver, or in the area to minister.
他那个时候到温哥华那一带去服侍。
And he said, "Yeah, hey guys, is there anything happening in this place?"
他就说，哎，大家在这个地方有没有发生什么事情啊？
They didn't talk about me, but someone said, yeah, God is putting gold and silver in people's mouths at crossroads.
那些人呢回答说，没有说我的名字，只说神在这个十字路口教会呢，正在给人补金银， yeah. 还有银的鸭子。
So he said, oh yeah.
所以他说哦。
He said, let's try it here.
他说哦，那我们这里也试试看。
To my knowledge, nobody mentioned my name.
就我所知，没有人跟这个John Arnold牧师讲到我的名字。
And I'm very happy about that because I want Jesus to get all the glory.
关于这点我很高兴，因为我想要耶稣得到所有的荣耀。
So a few miracles happened.
所以有一些神迹发生。
Then he called Cheyan on the phone.
所以他就打电话给齐安牧师。
And he said, this is happening in Canada.
他就跟齐安牧师说，在加拿大发生这样的事情。
So John prayed for Cheyan.And Cheyan said, "Oh yeah, I got a gold tooth here."
所以那个John Arnold牧师他就为齐安牧师在电话里祷告，然后齐安牧师说，哦，我这里也有金牙了。
Mm. Well, John Arnold called me. He found out about me.
后来那个John Arnold牧师他就发现了我，他打电话给我。
And I said, "Yeah, I would love to come to Toronto."
我就跟他说，哦，我很愿意去多伦多。
He said, "You know, Elias, I've heard about you."
他就跟我说，哎，以利亚牧师，我听说过你。
So let's work a time when you can come. I said, "Sure, sure. Let's keep in touch."
好，那我们定个时间，看你什么时候能够来。那我就跟他说，好，我们保持联络。
Now the meetings went for 3 weeks.
我那时候带这样的特会就持续了三个礼拜。
And it was very exciting.
非常的兴奋。
So sometimes in the healing ministry.A certain kind of manifestation will happen.
有时候在医病的侍奉当中，某一种神迹会发生。
And everybody's faith for that particular kind of miracle closes the gap.
那大家对于那种神迹的信心呢，信心就会提升。
I've had some meetings where people would lose weight. One person they lost 10 pounds right in front of me, just.You could see the clothes going.
我也曾经在教会里面，就是就是有减重减轻体重的信心。有人就是在我的眼前就掉了10磅哦，那衣服看起来都变得松垮了。
So actually, there's something I want to say that it's a little exciting because last night, it was brought to my attention. I spoke a little too long, but I already knew that, and I was talking to the Lord this morning. I said, Lord, you know.I want to teach less. I really feel we should have ministry in the spirit more.
我知道我昨天晚上讲的比较长哈，但是我今天早上也在跟主说，我希望有更多的时间来服侍。
Yes, maybe this much teaching and this much ministry.
或许就是讲到短一点，然后服侍的时间比较长。
So I'm going to start that change tonight.
所以我今天晚上开始会有这样的改变。
And maybe we'll get into some of these things.
那或许我们也会讲一些这方面的。
So now.I need to answer the question, but I right now, I don't feel that I should talk about the details of why those meetings stopped.
我想我现在并觉得好像没有要讲说后来我那些聚会为什么停止了。
After 3 weeks,
在那个三个星期之后。
I saw something in the spirit that was not right in the church.
灵里面看到那个教会有一些东西不对劲。
And I told them that I should go home.
我就跟那个教会的人说，我应该要回家了。
But there was something else.
但是还有其他的事情。
Because I left those meetings, and I went home.
我离开了那些特会回家。
And I found my wife sick.
我发现我的太太生病。
And in the third night, she could hardly breathe. And I said, I have to take you to the emergency room.
第三个晚上我发觉她没有办法呼吸，所以我就跟她说我要带你去急诊。
I've seen so many miracles in front of me, but I couldn't get a miracle for her.
我亲眼目睹过许多的神迹，但是我却没有办法为他得到一个神迹。
So when you can't get your miracle, you have to do what you have to do.
所以当你没有得到神迹的时候，你就必须做你该做的事情。
That's why I teach people, if you don't get healed, just do what you have to do.
所以我就会教导人们说，如果你没有得医治，那么你该做什么你就去做。
Don't feel guilty.Take aspirin when you get home. You didn't get healed in the meeting, but you go home, you take aspirin, you feel better, you go to bed. What's the big deal?
Oh, 如果你在聚会里面没有得到医治，那你回家你就去吃阿司匹林，这个没有什么大不了的。
Even the Apostle Paul, there was a young man that he really loved. His name was Epaphroditus.
有一个年轻人，就是以巴弗提，是保罗很爱的一个年轻人。
And he had to leave, go somewhere, and he said, "I couldn't get Epaphroditus healed. I left him sick."
那保罗也说，我没有办法让以巴弗提得医治，然后我离开他的时候，他还是生病的。
Timothy was his son, disciple.
提摩太是像他如同儿子，是他的门徒。
And he had chronic stomach problems.
他有慢性的胃病。
Why couldn't the Apostle Paul fix it?
为什么使徒保罗没有办法去医治他呢？
He told him to drink wine.
保罗有叫他喝酒。
Is that right?
对不对？
So, I use these scriptures to make myself feel better.
所以我用这些经文让我自己比较好受一点。
You know, if Paul doesn't get everyone healed, that's okay. I'm not Paul, but it makes me feel better when I don't get everyone healed.
我不是保罗，但是保罗，既然保罗也没有让每个人都得医治，那么当我没有让每个人都得医治的时候，我也觉得 OK.
So I took care of my wife for 12 years.
所以我就照顾了太太12年。
All the years I never started a crusade.
在那么多年间，我都没有再带大型的聚会。
It never happened for me.
我从来就没有发生这样的事情。
The closest I got was when I was in Africa in 1987.
我最接近这个大的布道会的一次是在1987年，我去非洲。
And the Holy Spirit moved in such power that people were just falling. And I think we had, I don't know how many thousand in front of us, but I don't think we had 3,000 people. It was less than 3,000 people.
就是能力的彰显非常的强，然后到处都有人倒下来。我想我们那个时候的聚会大概不到3000个人。
And they brought people, some of the sick, they bring them in a wheelbarrow.
那有些人他们就是用那个担架或者是就这样抬来的。
And they turn them over and they lay them on the floor like a dead person.
然后就把他就把他放在地上，那些有病的人就躺在地上好像是死的一样。
You know, I prayed for one of them and he jumped up and he ran to the front and the platform was this high and he jumped on it.And the whole, everybody was shouting and praising God.
我为其中一个人祷告，这个人就起来了，而且呢，他就跳上这个讲台，这讲台就跟我们的餐桌差不多高哦，然后所以人家就在那边跳着在那边在讲台上赞美神，所以全场的人都在那边欢呼赞美。
Where I met my ministry to the Chinese, how it started was I did 2 months.Every day meeting in Canada in 2014.
我对中国人的服事的开始是在2014年，我在加拿大曾经有持续两个月的侍奉。
Eric Wu, John McLennan, Sylvie Fisher came.
那个时候就是爱修园的一个长老，然后还有麦约翰牧师，还有西敏牧师，他们都去参加了在加拿大那边的聚会。
And they were touched, and I met them.
他们都被我就跟他们见面了，然后他们都被神摸着。
And they left, but we had a contact and renewed contact.
他们离开之后呢，我们还是保持联络。
The last day of the 2 months, there was an Indian man who was in a wheelchair.
在我那我在加拿大2个月侍奉的最后一天，有一个坐轮椅的印第安人。
The place was packed out.
哦，那个聚会的场地全部都挤满人。
I prayed for him, and while I was praying, it's like he didn't listen to me.
我为他祷告，好像我在为他祷告的时候，他并没有在听我说。
He took the wheelchair, he put it on the side, and he just got up and he started walking. And I mean walking normal.
他就把轮椅放到一边，然后他就起来走路，而且是那种正常的行走。
The whole church just shouted and praised God. The excitement in the air, it was really good.
哦，整个教会就开始那边欢呼赞美哈，大家都非常的兴奋。
So I brought him up front,
所以我就把他带到前面，
and he said what happened.
然后他就说了发生的事情。
And I said to everybody, this kind of power, would you all like for him to lay hands on you for your healing? And everybody said,
我就说像有这样子的能力哦，所以你们大家愿不愿意这个刚得医治的人来为你们按手，让你们也得医治？大家都说愿意。
So we made a line. And the line went all the way out into the parking lot, a long line.
哦，所以我就请大家来排队，然后那个队伍就排得很长，一直排到停车场。
And this man who was in a wheelchair was standing for 2 hours.
所以这个本来坐轮椅的人呢，他就站在那里为别人祷告，2个钟头。
And I helped him to be quick, you know.
然后我就帮助他，让他
Just say in
快。
the name of Jesus,
哦，只要说奉耶稣的名。
You know? But that was the last meeting.
但是那是我在那里带的最后一堂聚会。
There are other reasons why I stopped those meetings.
我为什么停止了那些聚会，还有其他的原因。
This is another issue. Revival is another issue.
复兴是另外一个问题。
If the healing ministry begins to manifest a certain kind of power,
如果医治的侍奉开始彰显某种的能力，
you will have extended meetings. You can't stop people from coming. You can't do it.
你会有长时间的聚会，因为你没有办法阻止人不来。
So sometimes I think, you know, the Bible says power belongs to God. In Psalms, it says power belongs to God.
在诗篇里面有讲到说，能力属乎神。
When he gives us power, we're the managers, but he's still the owner.
当神把能力给我们，我们只是经管人，但是神还是那能力的所有人。
I'm believing that something's going to happen. I did say, and I've been prophesying since, oh, when I say prophesying, I gave my prophecy about the Chinese. I was in Taiwan and the Holy Spirit interrupted me.
我曾经在台湾，然后圣灵就打断我。
I think this was 2017.
我想大概是2017年的时候。
And I said, other places in the world and other nationalities have had their revivals.
那时候我就说其他的国家他们曾经有过复兴。
America,
美国，
the United Kingdom,
还有英国、
Argentina.
阿根廷。
But now is the time God is going to turn, He's going to put a focus on the Chinese.
但是现在是神要聚焦在华人身上的时刻。
There's a reason I believe it. My ministry is mainly to the Chinese.
我相信，而且我的侍奉主要是对华人。
And I've always prayed, I said, Lord, place me where you have a strategic plan for the move of your spirit.
而且我总是跟神祷告说，主求你把我放在你的你对那个地方，如果你有一个策略性的计划的话，求你就把我放在那里。
I don't want to go anywhere where you're not going to move.
如果那个地方不是你要运行的，我就不想去。
So there is a reason that after Babylon, the Chinese people went not to the east, but the far east.
这就是为什么在巴比伦之后，中国人到了远东去。
Hmm? Because God wanted to do something different with the Chinese people than anyone else in the world, I believe it.
因为我相信神要在华人身上做的是跟其他任何的国家都完全不同的。
So when it comes to your faith being built up,
所以讲到我们的信心要被建立，
you have a broad insight into the spirit.
就是你们有一个对于圣灵灵界一个更宽广的洞察力。
Where it's not just healing people.
不只是医治人。
But it's how your life could change if you start having great miracles.
而是如果有大的神迹，这个生命会怎么样的改变？
And are you willing to sacrifice your life?
你们是否愿意牺牲自己的生命？
There are things that we enjoy doing.
有些事情是我们很享受喜欢做的。
But when we minister,We can't do those things as much anymore.
但是当我们服侍的时候，我们没有办法再多做这样的事情。
So, let's close the gap.
好，那我们就要来缩短，就是对于这个差距。
The more you do it,
你越这样做，
your faith will increase.
你的信心就会增长。
Okay, you just need to pray to have your eyes and your ears open.
你就需要祷告，求主来开你的眼，开你的耳。
And the more you do it, your skill will increase.
你越这样做，那么你的技巧就会增加。
So it's not just faith, but it's faith and skill.
所以这不只是信心的问题，而是信心加上技巧。
I believe we can play a musical instrument. The Bible says, play skillfully.
就是我想我们也可以弹奏乐器，圣经也有说呢，善于弹奏的。
But I believe we can exercise our faith skillfully as well.
但是我相信我们也可以善于怎么样运用信心。
Ministry is supposed to be skillful.
服事应该是要有技巧的，是擅长的。
That's one thing I like about this church. I see skill.
这就是我喜欢这教会的原因之一，我看到就有技巧。
We talked to the musicians yesterday. They're skillful.
我们昨天跟敬拜团谈，他们是非常有技巧的。
Her interpretation is skillful.
还有翻译也是有技巧的。
Here's a skillful man to my right and to my left. These are skillful people.
我的左边、右边的人都是很有技巧的。
And I look at all of you.
我看你们每一个人。
There's something skillful about this church.
这个教会都是很有技巧的。
The parking lot looks good.
停车场看起来很好。
The landscape is cut properly.
还有教会的景园，那些都是那些树木都砍得很好。
The marble floor looks clean when you walk into the church.
当你进到教会的时候，那个大理石的地面看起来是干净的。
You know, it's These are skillful things.
这些都是很有技巧的事情。
Any questions?
大家有没有什么问题？
We're going to go till 12, right?
Yes.
Do people on Zoom have questions too? Or
或者
if they do,
线上如果有问题的话，你也可以开麦克风，可以提问。
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, okay.
Bring to the your first topic.
你要不要先用中文讲一遍，再用英文讲，好不好？大声点哈，谢谢。
他第一次讲到，就说我们要提升我们的那个对医治的那个能力，跟对神话语的那个信心哦。譬如说，刚刚他讲说，你得救了，我们都相信那个人得救，因为我们相信神的话。可是他说，我们那个医治的那个对神的那种了解或信心，也应该提高到那个地步。那我就很不了解，就是说，你第一个层面对说你得医治了，我们是因为我们相信神的话嘛，因为神说他是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，叫我们认自己的罪。 可是假如要我们的信心提升到这样子对神话语的相信，那是要一个 solid 的一个很实在的东西，我们才会有那个信心。可是在医治的这方面，神的那个话语不是那么的清楚，因为那牵涉到能力啊，牵涉到恩赐的问题，所以好像我很难从他的这样的一个解释中去提升我在医治方面的认知。
好，你要不要自己用英文
？OK， in your first talk, you talk about if our want to increase our healing ability or healing faith, we shall have something, you know, just to trust God will do something, just like us, you know, in the Bible, the first John chapter 1 verse 19, if we confess our sin or we God will clean our unrighteousness.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Because God's word is very solid and you have a Bible base. So you have very strong faith in the Bible promise and do the what he already said in the Bible very clearly.
Right, right.
But for the healing parts, it's very complicated. I think it's implied a lot of things. Something like your faith and your knowledge about God and your gift. So how can we increase our healing, all the prospects, you know, to as level as high as to believe that God will save some person? That's different.
There is a difference. That's why there's a gap.
哦，是有差别的，所以所以之间有一个有个差距。
And what I'm trying to say is we may never reach the level that Jesus had.
哦，我试着说的就是我们可能永远没有办法达到耶稣的那个那种的信心的程度。
You know, but the other question is this.
另外一个问题是这样。
When Jesus gave the gift to the apostles,
当耶稣把恩赐给使徒，
they had the kind of power where the revival was very inconvenient.
他们那个时候有的能力是要有复兴是很不方便的事情。
So the question is,
所以问题是，
is it possible for us to have the same kind of manifestation like they had in the Bible? That's my question.
所以我的问题是，我们有没有可能有跟圣经在使徒时代他们有的同样的那种能力的程度？
And I believe we are allowed, I believe God gives us permission to pursue it.
我相信神容许我们去追求这个。
In my opinion, the most powerful healing ministry in the world that I know of,
就我认为我所知道的世界上最强的医治侍奉。
You can go like on YouTube.
你可以看 YouTube.
And you just go, Pastor Chris.
你可以看就叫做Chris 牧师。
Demonstration of power.
就是能力的彰显。
And his healing ministry is it's the most powerful one I've ever seen.
他的医治侍奉是我所看到的最有能力的。
And he is actually operating in the same level that we see these people in the Bible. So he's doing it.
他有在做这样的事情，就是在我们的圣经里面所看到的那种程度。
And there are quite a few that are very powerful. Another one that's very powerful is Samuel Kakande. I like his ministry.
哦，还有另外一个人也是，就是。
And if you see how easy people get healed with him, it's amazing.
哦，如果你看到在他的侍奉当中是多么容易的，哦，那是非常。
Samuel Kakande.Yeah. So there are people doing it.
所以是有些人他们正在做这种医治的侍奉。
So I thought I would be doing crusades like that, but you know, when you're caretaking a wife for 12 years and then my second wife died and I caretake for her.
所以我也曾经想过我会有那样子，就是办大的义工布道会。但是在我照顾我第一任妻子12年，然后我第二任妻子也是生病，我也照顾了她一段时间，所以就没有办法。
My life didn't go like I thought it should.
哦，我的人生并没有按我所认为应该走的方向。
So I'm doing my best.
所以我是在尽我所能。
And I'm just like you.
我就跟大家一样的。One more question online. 对不起哈，这边线上刚才史西利亚要问问题，可不可以请史西利亚你开麦克风，你就发问，听得到吗
？The shorter the question, the better.
哦，问题是尽量简短，好不好
？Okay, short question.
Yeah, can you hear?
What do you think of the questions answered?
Okay, it sounds muffled.
对不起，听不清楚，可不可以请你再说一次？
What do you think of the questions asked last year? Were you disappointed?
还是你用中文讲，你的英文的话，
我 Let her tell you in Chinese. So...
Yeah. Okay. 你可不可以用中文讲？我看。
以利亚牧师昨天，share 就在前面问问题，他觉得怎样
是？怎样才是什么？
打岔
、哦、好，这个没有关系，好不好？我们现在主要是 我想我们这个我们刚才有跟他交通过、哦、那我们想是说今天我们专门针对今天的讲的内容还有医治方面来问，好不好？请问你有没有这方面的问题？那个打岔的事情我们跟他交通过，就是说我们今天开始不会再有这种让人家在台下随便发问的状况。 yeah, 好好，那史西亚，请问你有没有其他关于今天的故事所讲的问题？
没有。
OK, 好。Yeah, she just felt last night the lady who asked question just was interrupting the service.
That's not the topic.
I said, yeah, so, OK. 恩慈牧师，请。
那个，想问说，刚才那个以利亚牧师说，我们在为人医治的时候，必须知道他们的情绪影响，或者是那可不可以请他更深讲他怎么被神开启这一块，那他是怎么能够这样的看见？
OK, you mentioned during the when you pray for people, you need to locate or recognize theemotion and probably where it is located in the body. And could you explain more about how you develop that? Yeah,
it's actually very simple.
这其实很单纯哈。
I pray every day.
我每天祷告。
I say, Lord, open my eyes to see.What you want me to see.
我就祷告主说，主求你开我的眼，让我看到你要我所看的。
And open my ears to hear what you want me to hear.
求你开我的耳，让我能够听见你要我听的。
And it's very simple. If I don't see anything,
很简单，如果我没有看到任何东西，
then I don't see.
那我就是没看见。
And if I don't hear anything, I don't hear.
如果我没有听到什么，我就是没听见。
So the way you develop it is by paying attention.
所以你要怎么样能够这样发展出来呢？就是你要留意。
You know, you can't make yourself to see everything. You can't do it.
你没有办法使自己看到所有的东西。
You have to just be open to God.
你能够做的只是向神敞开。
Because some things with the person, it's private to God.
因为有时候一个人身上的东西是他跟神之间的一个隐私。
And he may not want to reveal it to me.
那或许神不想要将这个隐私启示给我。
He might want to reveal it to the sister.Who can have a good conversation with her when she's at home? I don't know.
也可能神是想要
It's very simple. If you can't see, you can't see.
这个人的隐私是启示给 啊，在家里面启示给他的一个姐妹。如果你看不见，就是看不见。
But I do know that.
但是我确实知道。
But I do know that if you ask God to open up your eyes.
如果你求神开你的眼睛。
And ears.
还有耳朵。
He will be faithful that you will see and hear more. It'll just happen.
神是信实的，你就会更多的看见，更多的听见。
And once it starts happening, your confidence will begin to build when you see names and numbers, and you'll begin to see some very detailed things.
当这开始发生的时候，你的自信就会增加了，你就会开始看到名字或者看到一些数字。
And then when the person testifies that what you see is correct.
然后当如果有人做见证说、你所看到的是正确的
it really builds your faith
这也会、增强你的信心
you know? And sometimes people that we pray for they're not always willing to admit certain things、
有时候我们为一些人祷告但他们有些东西他们不愿意承认
you know?I was in LA one time.
有一次我在洛杉矶。
And I said,、someone, I don't, in your purse, you have an orange peel. You ate an orange and you just put the peel, you put it in your purse and you came to church.
哦，我说哦，有一个人，你这个刚吃了一个橙子，然后你就把那个橙子皮呢，就放在你的皮包里面，你就来教会了。
So it was a word of knowledge so that I could pray. It wasn't about the orange, but I wanted to find out who to pray for.
我讲出那个知识的言语呢，只是想要说，就是找到这个人是谁，然后要为他祷告。
Nobody came.
没有人出来。
Well, I went home.
我回家。
To Florida.
啊，回到佛罗里达。
And then the leaders, someone in the leadership, they told me, oh, the lady came to us, and she told us it was her. She was a little embarrassed. She didn't want people to think that she was a dirty person.
等到我已经回到佛罗里达，然后那个洛杉矶的教会的牧师就来跟我说，有一个姐妹来了，她说，当我讲那个将橘子皮放在皮包里面的，就是她。可是呢，她有点觉得有点不好意思，觉得不想要让大家觉得她是一个这个比较不爱干净的人。
So now, why was that good for me?
为什么这对我来说是好的呢
？Because if I say something in a meeting and nobody responds, or I speak and they don't respond, you go back to your house, you pray, you talk to God, and you say, you know, God, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
因为譬如说你在聚会里面你 点某一个人可是没有人出来的时候呢你回到家里面以后你会觉得会跟神说啊神或许我那个时候不应该这样做
you know, I don't want to say things that are not true
我不想要说一些 不是真的话
Maybe I should slow down with this kind of ministry
或许这样子的侍奉我应该要放慢脚步
But ifGod wants you to keep doing it. He will let you know that you're doing good.
但是如果神要你做的话，继续做下去的话，他会让你知道你是行得好的。
So with that, what you say, you know, if that orange peel baby lady, is she miss a blessing?Because you already
yes.
want to tell her something.
Yes, she did miss a blessing.
他刚刚讲到就是把那个橙子的皮放在皮包里面的，慧敏牧师问的说，那这样他是不是错过了一个祝福？因为神本来是要祝福他的。
Yeah. So here's something else. Like
还有另外一点。
You remember I told you in Africa, there was an epileptic, and I prayed, and he jumped up and ran, and that was a powerful miracle.
记不记得我刚跟大家说我在非洲侍奉的时候有一个摊子他就起来了在那边跳啊跑啊那是一个神迹
What I didn't tell you
我没有告诉你们的是
is I failed praying for two people before him
就是在他之前呢我为两个人祷告都没有成
I prayed for a blind young man
我为一个年轻的瞎眼的人祷告
Nothing happened
没有事情发生
That was downstairs.
那是在下面。
So I said, I don't know, let me go upstairs, let me get away from this failure.
我说好吧，那我到楼上去好了，我要远离这个。
So I go upstairs.
所以我就走到楼上。
And the first people I see is a mother with her young daughter who had crippled feet.
哦，然后我首先看到的是一个妈妈带了一个小女孩，她的是瘸腿的。
So I couldn't run away from difficult healings.
对，那么困难的医治呢，我没有，我却没有办法逃跑。
So I prayed.
所以我就祷告了。
To me, nothing happened.
对我来说，没有事情发生。
I went back downstairs.
然后我又回到楼下。
And one of the deacons grabbed me like, hey, hey.
其中有一个执事就这样子抓住我。
And he brought me to this man who they put on the floor.
他就把我带到那个躺在地上的人面前。
And I had a secret conversation with God.
我就在暗中的跟上帝交谈。
Because my faith, the way I felt, it wasn't closing the gap. It was going like this.
因为 我的感觉是好像我对于这个医病神迹的这个信心的程度是在降低，而不是在上升。
So I was about, I put my hands on him.
所以我就为那个摊子按手。
And I was thinking, God, I'm really tired of failing.
所以我就在想说，神啊，我已经很厌倦了失败。
And you know what God told me?
你知道神跟我说什么吗？
He said, Would you like to quit and go home?
神就说你是不是要这个不干了回家了。
When he asked me that question, I know what I had to do.
当神问我这个问题，我就知道我必须做什么。
You can't quit.
你不可以就这样子不做了。
Failure feels bad, but you can't quit.
失败感觉很不好，但是你不能停止侍奉。
So I remembered in the Bible that the epileptic, they have, it's a spirit, and you cast the spirit out. So I said, come out in the name of Jesus.
我就想起在圣经里面，摊子它是就是有邪灵的，所以我就奉耶稣的名说，那个邪灵，你出来，离开这个摊子。
Nothing.
没有事情发生。
So I had this feeling, three failures in a row.
所以我有这种感觉说，哦，难道是连续三个都是失败的吗？
But even if I fail, I know God wants me to do it.
好，但是即使我失败了，但是我知道上帝要我做这个事情。
So I said, come out.
所以我就说出来。
Nothing much.
没有什么事情。
And then I said the third time.
然后我又讲第三次。
In the name of Jesus, come out.
我说奉耶稣的名出来。
And he did this.
然后那个人就这样子做。
And I did this.
就是那个人就眼睛张开，然后我也眼睛睁大了哈。
And he got up.
他就起来了。
And I did this.
我也在那边目瞪口呆。
And he ran to the front of the church.
他就跑到教会前面。
And he jumped on the platform.
他就跳到那个讲台上面，在那边拍手。
And my mind, I was going through. Why did you restrain yourself on the first two?
我心里面就在想说，神啊，你为什么前两个人我为他祷告的时候，你却限制了你自己，没有行神迹。
I don't know what it's going to be like for you, but for me, God said I was testing you.
我不晓得你们会是怎么样，但是对我来说，神跟我说我在考验你。
Because the healing ministry is not based on feelings, it's based on dedication.
因为医病的侍奉。并不是在于你的感受如何，而是在于你的委身。
I will just. I think I could close with this. It relates to the healing ministry and every ministry.
我想我最后可以这样说啊，这是跟医病的侍奉还有所有的侍奉有关的。
instead of big crusades, I became a good caretaker.
哦，我没有去办很大的医病布道会，但是我成为一个很好的照顾人的人。
If anybody, if you get old and you need a caretaker, you need someone like me. I'm good.
如果你年纪大了，你需要有人照顾你的话，哦，我是很擅长的。
Hospice, they watched how I took care of Lori, and they said they never saw anybody take care of their relative the way I did.
哦，就是我的太太最后进入那个第二 Lori， 她进入那个安宁护理，那边的专业的人都讲说，他们从来没有看过任何人照顾他们的亲人像我照顾的这么好。
The pain and sorrow of going through that，
就是经历这一切的痛苦跟忧伤。
It's indescribable，
这是难以描述的。
Here I am in San Jose。
我现在在San Jose这里。
I might not be the happiest man in the world.
我或许不是世界上最快乐的人。
But you know why I'm here?
但你知道我为什么在这里吗？
I can't quit.
我没有办法停止不服侍。
By now, my ministry It should have been bigger, more effective, but it's not.
我的侍奉本来应该也可以是做大了，而且是更有果效的，但事实不是这样子。
I consider my ministry a good one, but it's small. It's a small ministry.
我认为我自己的侍奉是一个好的侍奉，但是是一个小的侍奉。
I'm not trying to be big anymore.
我不会再试着要做大的。
When I was younger, I thought I should do big things.
当我年轻的时候，我认为我应该要做大事。
But when you get older and you walk with God, all you want to do is be obedient.
但是当你年纪渐渐老，然后你与神同行，你所想要做的只是顺服神。
So my perspective about ministry is not success.It's obedience.
所以我对服事的看法不是成功，而是顺服。
In many ways, if I could help people where they can do the big things, but I can just die and go to God, it's okay for me.
哦，所以我在侍奉中如果能够帮助别人，让别人做大。而我就是会渐渐的，就是到时候我就死去，那也没有关系。
Maybe there's someone else I will touch who will do the things that I wished I would have done.
也或许在我的聚会当中，我会触摸到某一个人啊，他们能够做我本来希望我能够做到的事情。
I will say this that.Maybe I shouldn't say it. Because the Chinese started Zoom, and I'm careful what I say sometimes.
你知道这个 Zoom 是华人开始的哈，所以我有时候说话也要小心一点。
You know, in LA, they told me some of the meetings that we Zoom into mainland China. Even some of the meetings I've done, the police have went to the doors and arrested them.
哦，我在洛杉矶也曾经有那个在线 Zoom 上面的聚会，后来他们跟我说，有些人在中国大陆的人，他们在上 Zoom， 然后就有警察去叩门，就把他们给带走了。
And I can't go home and sit in my recliner and just the meetings were good.
我没有办法回家，然后就在我的这个躺椅上，然后说这个聚会很好。
I can't be happy when this happens to people who listen to me.
当那些在Zoom 上面听我讲的人发生了这样的事情，我快乐不起来。
They are greater than I am.
他们比我更大。
So the healing ministry, yeah, that's what we talked about.
所以我们今天讲到这个医病方面的侍奉。
There was a place.That I went.
我曾经去一个地方。
In another country.
在另外一个国家。
Where pastors came from long distances, some 6 hours.
哦，那有些牧师是要花了六个小时的时间才能够到。
And we had meetings that we were not allowed to film.
哦，那个聚会里面呢是不可以摄影的。
I could see a mist in the air, like a gentle cloud.
我可以看到在这个聚会当中有雾气，好像就是一个很温和的云。
And in that healing meeting,
在那个医治的聚会当中
，everybody got healed.
每个人
，everybody，
每个人都得了医治。
Only one person who had trouble with two eyes, they said, this one is completely healed. This one is much better, but not finished yet. That's the only testimony that was the weakest.
他刚刚讲的就是说，那个在聚会里当中，所有的人都得医治，只有一个最弱的见证，最不好的状况就是有一个人他是双眼都有毛病呢。那个人说他的一个眼睛是完全得医治，另外一个眼睛比较好了，但是还没有完全好。
Yeah. So, you're on the way. I see just your spirit, your attitude.
So, 你们已经在路上了，就是我看到你们的灵还有你们的态度。
God Himself is going to increase your faith.
神他会亲自的加增你们的信心。
Hebrews 12, verse 2.
希伯来书十二章第二节
says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith.
耶稣是为我们信心创始成终的。
He is the one who is working on your faith.
是他在你的信心上做工。
Don't worry.
不用担心。
If he's doing it, you will increase. Just keep loving him, he'll do it.
你只要继续的爱他，他会做的。对不起，秀美，你是不是还有个问题？ One last question.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
刚才那个以利亚牧师讲到他在 Crossroad 那个教会，那很多神迹奇事。那后来他说，他发现这个教会有些问题，就他就停止这个 Paul Ministry 这个服事哈。那之后他回家之后发现他太太生病，那就是说在这个灵界里面，就是说当他这样服侍的时候，就是说在灵界到底有什么样子的运作，造成一些的这种攻击或者什么，我想知道一下。
Okay, you mentioned when you minister in Crossroad Church, and then later you found out some problem, and when you went home, your wife was sick. So, she wondered, did anything happen in the spiritual realm when you minister there? Do you get my question?
This is the only information I feel I should say.
我想我觉得我能够讲的只有这一点啊。
I had a meeting with all the leaders, the elders.
You mean in that church? In that ministry?
In that church.
Okay, 我跟那个教会，就是那个我跟那个教会的牧师还有这个长老们有一个聚会。
Because I told the pastor, tomorrow's my last meeting, I'm going home.
因为我跟那边的牧师讲说，哦，明天是我最后一场聚会，我要回家了。
So they didn't want me to leave.
他们不想要我走。
The church was a smaller church.
那个教会是一个比较小的教会。
Now the place was packed out.
然后那因为我在带聚会的时候，那个教会是坐满的人。
They were getting good offerings.
他们有收到很多的奉献。
So we had a meeting, and I told all 13, yes, this, I feel I should go home.
所以我就跟他们这些长老牧师们有，就跟他们都有13个人，我就跟他们说，我觉得我应该要回家了。
They all disagreed with me.
哦，他们都不同意我的。
And I was told, you have a job to do. You shouldn't leave. That's what they told me.
他们就跟我说，哦，你在这边有工作要做，你不应该离开的。
But this was not the first time I was outnumbered.
但是这不是第一次，就是说他们的人数，他们的看法的人，有这样看法的人数，多于我的看法的。
God tested me 5 times in the past with leaders.
神过去用领袖来试验我，曾经有过五次。
I don't want to say this with pride, but it was proven each time that I was right and they were all wrong.
我这样说并不是很骄傲的，而是就是说真的是，每一次都证明他们错了，而我是对的。
I went home.
我后来回到家。
One reason God used it was, of course, my wife was dying.
神用这个的其中一个原因是我太太那个时候快要死了。
The doctors told me if I didn't take her to the emergency room, she would have been dead in 2 hours.
医生后来告诉我说，如果我当时没有把她送去急诊的话，她那个时候是过2个小时就会死掉。
She couldn't breathe because the infection was so much, it was pushing on her lungs.And she couldn't breathe.
她那个时候的感染非常的严重，而且影响到她的肺部，以至于她没有办法呼吸。
I don't want to get into that. It's a long story.
那个是很长的事情，所以我这里不讲。
But I will say this one thing.
但是我还要讲一点。
When it comes to seeing and hearing.
就是关于讲到那个看见跟听见。
About a week after I left.
在我离开一个星期之后。
The police made an investigation in the church.
警方就去调查那个教会。
And one of the elders was arrested for scamming seniors.
其中有一个长老就被逮捕了，因为他是在那边去诈骗那些年老的人。
So the church cleaned all of their computers, people scattered, and it shut down.Very quickly.
那个教会呢，他们就把他们的电脑都清掉，然后人们呢也就四散了。那教会很快的就关了。
For me, that's like the dead being raised. That level of seeing, you can see that deep.
我在那在 ，You mean when you minister there? No, or
just seeing the ability to see.
就是。那个时候能够看到的能力呢，就好像死人复活一样的那种程度的看见。
So there's another gift. If God, when it comes to healing ministry, a team is something.
所以关于医治侍奉，这个团队是一回事。
But it's different if one of you is particularly anointed.
如果你们当中有一位是特别是被膏抹的。
With a healing gift that's different than everyone else. That's different.
特别神有也膏抹你这个医病的恩赐，那又不一样了。
What will usually happen is that kind of ministry is raised up and it travels.
通常是这样的，是有这样服事的人呢，就会被神兴起，然后会去旅游服事。
Because it becomes so powerful that God wants to share this gift to the rest of the world.
因为这个，如果你的医病的侍奉是非常有能力的，那么神会想要将这个彰显给世人。
The other possibility that is more convenient.
那另外一个可能性是比较方便的。
Is God gives you some fame and the people come to where you are instead of you going.
就是你们这里开始出名了，那神就会带一些人来，而不是说要你到外面去。
So the Jews were supposed to be the light to the world.
所以犹太人应该是要做世界的光。
They didn't do it.
他们没有这样做。
Who's doing the job of the Jews? We are.
是谁在做犹太人的工作呢？是我们。
We're going into the world, spreading the gospel of Jesus when they should be doing it.
本来应该是犹太人在做，但是却是我们是到世界各地去。传扬耶稣的福音。
So this is one of the things they're going to be punished for.
所以这个将会受到惩罚。
But in the end, what do we see?
但最终我们看到什么？
It says Jesus will rule in Zion.
说耶稣会在锡安掌权。
And all the nations will come into it.
万国都会来的到来。
So there's something that can happen to the healing ministry. Either God will send you or people will come.
所以关于这医病的侍奉，神若不是把你差派出去，就是人们会来到这里。
I know we're over time, but this church, this is my opinion.
我知道我们已经超过时间了，但是我要讲就是这个教会。
It has a good parking lot.
有很好的停车场。
Your spirits are very humble and kind.
你们的灵是非常的谦卑，而且也是很有恩慈的。
There's excellence in the music.
音乐也是非常的卓越。
There's excellence in the leadership.
这领袖们也是非常的卓越。
There are wise people.
有智慧的人。
It's very possible that you're qualified for God to put a revival into your midst.
很可能神，你们是够格让神把复兴放到你们当中。
There's a lot of people that cry, God, send a revival to our church.
有很多人在那边哭泣呼求说，神啊，求你在我们教会赐下复兴。
But God won't do it.
但神不会做。
If the accountant is not doing the money right.
如果那个会计做账做得不对。
Or if someone is having sex with someone they shouldn't, you know, a relationship not good. God doesn't want to put a revival in that.
或是有不当的性关系，神不想要把复兴放在那个当中。
You know?I have a sense that God could do it here. He could put a revival here.
我觉得神可以在这里做，神可以把复兴放在这里。
But are you willing to be inconvenienced?
但是你们是否愿意不方便？
I did a 3-month revival.
我曾经带过三个月的复兴特会。
Every night.
每天晚上。
And it was tough to do my laundry.
那个时候要洗衣服都有点困难。
And to go from, your life is just the room, the church, the room, the church.
所以你的生活呢，就是教会，然后还有你的房间。
It's not an enjoyable life. It's a sacrifice.
那个是一个牺牲，而不是让你享受的生活。
I think I should stop there, that because revival is another subject.
好，我想就停在这边哈，因为复兴是另外一个主题。
So could you pray?
Yeah. Lord, thank you for the healing, not just faith, but the healing anointing.
主啊，谢谢你为这个医病的恩膏来感谢你，不只是信心。
We ask you, Lord, right now, and I ask that your
主，我们恳求你，就在现在。
Let your anointing come on us in a fresh new way.
愿你的恩膏就新鲜的降在我们的身上。
Not only come down upon us, but the anointing that's already in us, let it rise up.
不只是降在我们的身上，而是早就已经在我们的里面的恩膏能够升起。
Cause us to hear what we're supposed to hear.
让我们听见我们该听见的。
Cause us to see what we're supposed to see.
让我们看见我们应该要看见的。
And Lord, we ask you to increase the healings in this ministry.
主求你就增加在我们当中的医病的服事。
Increase the level of power,
增加那个能力的层次
and the amount of miracles. Let that also increase.
还有让那个神迹的数目也增加
and let this place, just have many testimonies, too many to count of healings.
让这个地方就有许许多多的神迹，甚至多到没有办法数算
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.